Charms blog, Tuesday, March 22nd, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharam from sharamamiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Hey folks, sorry. I think I just screwed up what I was trying to do. I'm trying something a little bit new again today. I've got my iPod sitting here in the car with me, and I'm just going to play my intro and outro straight through the iPod, so I'll no longer, well, I don't know if this is going to be a permanent setup, but for the time being, I'll no longer be changing background music every single day. Instead, I'll have my pre-recorded show intro and outro fired up on the iPod in a separate playlist, so that way I can queue up the tracks in order and just play them when they need to be played right as I'm doing my recording, and just record them through the microphones. That way there should be minimal post-production. I am going to get a copy of Adobe Audition installed on my desktop at work, because the filter that I apply takes a second with normalization, and then I just compress it and upload it. I think I could easily accommodate doing that. That way I could get my shows up in the morning each time. So I think I'll be doing this from now on. I mean, I'm no longer doing show notes, so that's already saving a tremendous amount of time. I also shorten the amount of equipment that I'm bringing with me in the car. I used to bring my earbuds, that way I could hear myself at the same time while I was recording, but now I've changed that a little bit because it was, all those wires were just getting tangled and it was too much to put on and take off. I mean, it's cool being able to hear your own voice, but I think I've gotten to the point that I know how to adjust my microphone, that way you don't have to hear all that. And, you know, it's one less cord to have to carry around. I noticed a new, and I guess this is sort of to Wired Dude, a new MP3 player that Samsung is coming out with. There's pictures of it on Engadget.com. And it's, geez, they took a picture of it next to a quarter, and it almost looked like you could put two quarters on top of each other, and it would be like the length of this little MP3 player. It's a tiny, very little thin, square-shaped MP3 player, flash MP3 player, of course, but it looks like it has built-in recording functionality, just like the iRiver, but yeah, it seemed kind of cool, but I'm not regretting the iRiver, even if that one might be a little bit smaller. I mean, I know iRiver's already established a name for itself, so, and I don't think I think the Samsung one would have a rechargeable battery, which means I'd have to have an extra dock, because it didn't look small enough to, or it didn't look like the right form factor that you would have a AA battery in, or a AAA battery. Looked like it would be something that would use a rechargeable battery, which means you'd have to dock it, and you know, it was like colored screen and all this other stuff too, which you really don't need, because I'm not even looking at the screen. I mean, the iRiver is a very basic, more than two lines of text. I guess two lines of ID3 tag type text, but it's very simple on the iRiver, and then it just has a blue backlight. So I just wanted to bring that up. Since I'm talking about MP3 players, I also wanted to respond back on a show that I did last week on the Lux Pro Super Shuffle, which was basically a company that was accused for ripping off the iPod Shuffle because the design was exactly the same and they just added some new functionality and there was no word yet on pricing. Apparently a spokesperson for Engadget.com was, contacted LuxPro as a vendor and was interested in, selling their product, and shortly found out that LuxPro does not sell and manufacture the Super Shuffle, but instead they manufacture, mess this up big time. I want to say that they're a Japanese company, but I could be wrong because I forget from reading that report. But regardless, they're a company based in Asia. They manufacture the chipsets and the technology that goes into devices such as the Apple iPod. So they were demonstrating simply the Super Shuffle. That way they wouldn't be using the iPod Shuffle's name to say, look, we can develop the chipsets and the technology that Apple uses in there iPod Shuffles. We're not here to make a product, we're here to provide the technology, the wires, the chipsets, stuff like that, to companies interested in making their own MP3 players. That way they can produce them and so on. So that ended the whole LuxPro thing. Something else that's quite frankly pissing me off is everyone's little toed over Flickr being bought out by Yahoo. I've done a review on Flickr through a couple shows because I've switched over to using Flickr, and now Yahoo has just closed an agreement to buy out the company that owns rights to Flickr, and people apparently are just jumping right into the press and not reading the facts. And when I say facts, I'm talking about the actual Flickr blog, the official Flickr blog, and reading the post that the vice president of marketing made, where she discusses the fact that This is not, Flickr is not turning into Yahoo Photos. Flickr is not going to be branded by Yahoo. The technology and site design is not going to be changing to look like Yahoo. Yahoo Photos, on the other hand, will gain from some Flickr technology, but the Flickr website is not changing. The only thing that's going to be improving at this point on is that, okay, paid accounts at some point are going to be less money than what I paid. They'll no longer be the $41.77 that I paid. Well, and then again, the regular price for a Flickr account, as soon as Flickr goes out of beta, is going to be $59.99. I got it for the discounted rate because I bought the pro account during the beta testing, so who knows, maybe what Yahoo's referring to in buying Flickr and offering a cheaper price, maybe they're saying cheaper than $60. You know, $40 is $20 less than 60, so I already got it for a good deal if you think about it that way. But anyways, Yahoo bought out Flickr, and that means that they're going to start using some of Flickr's technology for their own Yahoo Photos, which is a photo sharing site located at photos.yahoo.com. And not only that, but Flickr, when you go to the Flickr website, you'll be able to log in using your Yahoo username, which is the same username you would use if you use My Yahoo, Yahoo Calendar, Yahoo Email, things like that. By the way, did I say Yahoo sucks? It would have been so much cooler if Google bought Flickr. Do you realize the potential there? I've been using Picasa, too, which is a great application that Google makes for organizing your photos and fixing them up and stuff like that. And that would be too cool if Flickr was bought by Google, because then I'm sure Google would have it integrated in with Picasa and the world would just be so much better. But that didn't happen, so we just have to face what's going on in Flickr. By far is the best photo site out there, and no one, please argue with me on that one, because I'm going to be able to prove you wrong no matter what you do. So, you know, it's the fact that Yahoo bought them is very minimal, because Yahoo's a large, already established company, so that means that pro members are going to be getting more features if they could possibly throw in more than what they've already given us, and free accounts are going to be given free new features, which is good because I've been trying to get a lot of friends of mine into using Flickr because a lot of them use a lot of them use WebShots, and I really want to get them into using Flickr instead because I think Flickr's a really cool service. But the problem is there's so many limitations, like only three sets or albums on Flickr, which is ridiculous for a free account. So I really want, which is also a way that they get people like me to go out and buy their pro accounts, but you know, also their file storage limits are a bit ridiculous. I would never be able to live with just hosting that many pictures. So anyways, that was just my little rant, because I'm getting all these like images. Like Trevor posted one in his blog about Flickr, or it was Flick and then RIP, like rest in peace for Flickr, which is a joke. It's not going anywhere. I don't want to say it's not going to be any worse than it already is, because it's not bad. But I'm just trying to say, it's Yahoo buying it. Shouldn't be considered a bad thing. It should be considered a good thing. So, that's the end of that, pretty much. So, I haven't talked about personal life in a while, because I've been busy talking about other things that people have wanted me to talk about. So, this last past week, I got done with all of my essays, and spring break came very fastly and hastily to an end. So I'm back in school this week and just turning in all these essays finally. Next week's going to be hell because I have another exam in sociology and one in math, which I'm greatly not looking forward to. But that's okay. I just can't wait to get to the weekend for once, because the weekend this week, it's Easter Sunday, of course, and then the Monday after Easter is my birthday. So I'll be turning 19, finally. I'll finally be the same age as my girlfriend until August when she turns 20, so. But that's okay. Actually, I don't really have plans for my birthday. I asked people to send their suggestions. No one did. So I'm not having a birthday anymore. Just gonna skip it. No, just kidding. I don't know. No one's really told me anything that they want to do, so I'm just going to leave it in everyone else's hands for them to surprise me with something for my birthday, so I'll see how creative my family and girlfriend can be. Notice that I'm not mentioning friends, because I have none. So if anyone listening to me loves me enough and they want to send me free stuff, feel free. to send me free stuff. Yeah, that would be really nice. I can give you my address to my PayPal account. That would be the best. Just PayPal me over some money. I'll be the happiest kid on the block. Just PayPal your money to sharm.amiri@gmail.com. That's my Gmail me button on the website. That's all you gotta do. And I'll be the happiest person ever. Enough on that. So, I'm almost in the office, but I wanted to mention real quick, my girlfriend and I are planning a trip to New York City right after break, or not right after the break, the beginning of the summer break, because, what do we have? It's the last week of school is last week of May, and then exam week is the first week in May. So, we're planning a trip to New York City. We're gonna stay at the Hilton in Lower Manhattan from May 20th, which is a Friday, until May 22nd, which is a Saturday. It's, or a Sunday. It's the week before Memorial Day weekend, so it should be pretty fun. We're looking at stuff to do when we get there and all sorts of good stuff. So I've been on Expedia, busy looking up hotel rates and all that fun stuff, and we're going to finish finalizing all that, so I'll definitely keep everyone posted on our trip and how that goes. But it just sucks, because it's fun to think ahead about the future, but then if you jump back into reality for just a second, you realize just how long May is from now. It's March 22nd, so exactly 2 months from this date, we'd be in New York as I speak. So, but it still sucks, because it's so long and far away. Anyways, I'm in the office once again. Made it in here super early. It's 7:45. Not even 7:45, it's 7:44. So what am I going to be doing for the next 15 minutes? I'm going to get this podcast online, and hopefully I'll surprise all of you. Or maybe you've already gotten in the routine of having to wait for my shows till later. So I will catch you all later, folks. Take it easy.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit sharmamiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.